the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I really didn't lie. None of us really just told everything that happened that weekend. I believe we left out the big fight that happened on Saturday night. There was just an enormous fight. The wine smashing incident on the coffee table. The fight was between the jealousy of the rage of Robert Wagner was between Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken, because Robert Wagner was so jealous of Christopher. That's what the fight was all about.
That's Dennis DeVerne, captain of the yacht where Natalie Wood spent her last night. It was 30 years ago, and the reopening of the Natalie Wood case, number 10 this week, on our countdown, the overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio, sort of the spoken word format, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week ending Friday, November the 25th. Here's a rundown of the top 10, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They monitor talk radio programs and shows, hosts, all across the country, pretty much the same as we do. We work in collaboration to understand what people are finding preferential to converse about, and so we review those top 10 hits. This week, the Natalie Wood case is number 10. At number 9, sports talk radio, NFL action. The Tim Tebow, is it Tebow? I guess it's Tebow. Tim Tebow. I'm not a sports person and don't claim to be. Don't need to be. I just need to know how to pronounce his name, and I guess it's Tebow. Here's talk host Jay Weber with a focus on the controversy over the Denver Broncos' Tim Tebow. Currently, I guess he's always been talking about Jesus during and after football games.
It's turning into a large controversy out in Denver. Jake Plummer, a former Broncos QB, said in a radio interview this week that he wished Tim Tebow would just curb the references to Jesus Christ and his faith. Tim Tebow, he doesn't wear his faith on his sleeve. Where does he wear his faith, Jason? I mean, just way out front of him. Every reference, every time he opens his mouth, it seems like he's referencing Christ. And do you want to hear references to Christ during football games? Do you think it's okay that Tim Tebow is referencing Jesus and talking about his Savior as this openly and this constantly? Because one of the reasons I find it interesting is he really is pushing a boundary that Americans over time, especially the left in this country over time, has managed to move and move dramatically to the point where really pretty much no matter what faith you are, even if you're evangelical Christian, and a lot of times now in America, pretty much no matter what faith you are, you don't want to hear about God or someone else's view of God, or just Monday through Friday. Just please, why do you have to bring God into it? Seems to be a pretty standard reaction in America these days. Yeah, I believe in God. I have a faith. I go to church as well. I pray privately as well. But would you shut up about the Jesus thing? I'm a believer, but would you shut up about the Jesus thing? That seems to be how a lot of Americans look at this these days.
Yeah, there's a false sense of reality when it comes. Every once in a while, people say, why don't you speak your mind? Because this program is aimed at reporting on what the conversation is, both on the left and the right, or whatever the sides are, and so leaving it to your discretion to comment as well. We have to do it kind of quickly when we're going through all the top 10 in each hour of the weekend countdown. 800-510-8255 is the dial-in number. The idea that it is it's the left versus the right here, there's been an abuse, maybe that's the best way to put it, an abuse of the privilege, shall we say. We all have our own spiritual and religious beliefs, or most people do who have a conscience. And that's an editorial. That's straight from my heart. I have my preference, and I'm happy to tell you if you ask me, or if it comes up in light conversation. In the way this has been described here, and I don't know Tebow, I have heard his name before now that I think about it, but I don't understand These guys like Jay Weber have to make everything political, everything about the right and the left. And understandably, when it comes to a lot of religious zealots, there are a lot of them who are on the right. And that's why we have a lot of the discussion, a lot of the disruption in our country, because there's not a lot of tolerance. Now, whether we need to be tolerant about Tebow, there needs to be more tolerance, period, for other people's points of view. Is it appropriate in, during, after football games? I guess that's up to the people who are working around him. But it is interesting that this has been brought to the surface. 800-510-8255. Okay, that's number nine. Number eight this week, the continuing investigation as to what happened at Penn State. Here is Jane Valise-Mitchell, a reporter, talking to Sarah Gainham and True. I'm not sure what True TV. Okay, all right. I see what it is. Jean Caceres. They talk about the latest investigation into the Penn State scandal. Here we go.
What can you tell us about these two new cases?
Well, what we know, Jane, is that these are current children. These are not adults who came forward and said, I was abused by Jerry Sandusky when I was a child. CYS only investigates, Children and Youth Services only investigates in Pennsylvania if current children under the age of 18 are involved in the case. So we know that this happened, these allegations were brought forward in the last 60 days. We don't know when in the last 60 days. We know that the investigation is still open. So we don't know if they were deemed credible allegations or not, but Children and Youth Services is investigating two new cases in the last 60 days of children being abused by Jerry Sandusky.
Which leads me to ask, why on earth is Jerry Sandusky, a free man tonight, roaming around without an ankle bracelet and having been released on unsecured bail, which means he didn't have to put any money down? And another shocker, we have learned that his preliminary hearing has been pushed back by about a week into mid-December. Straight out to Jean Caceres, you have new information about the judges in the county in which all this is going down. Tell us what you know. This is also breaking news.
That's right. I was able to confirm that all of the judges from Center County, we're talking about the Court of Common Plea judges, they have all recused themselves. This is according to the Administrative Department of Pennsylvania Court. So they are finding an out-of-state, an out-of-county judge that will preside over the trials. Now, the magistrate judges will preside over the preliminary hearings, but going forward, it will be another judge from within the state of Pennsylvania.
And remember, the judge who let this guy go against the advice of prosecutors, freeing him without an ankle bracelet on unsecured $100,000 bond, which he didn't have to put down a penny for. She was forced off the case because it turns out that she was a volunteer for the Second Mile charity, which this guy allegedly used as his personal hunting ground to get young boys, allegedly, and also that she had taken contributions from people connected to Second Mile.
All right. So there's a perfect examination example, and as we examine what's going on in the top ten, it is kind of interesting to look at some of this stuff, and it's one reporter talking to another reporter from another. It's like three people just talking, and you wonder, these people are news people. They're not opinion people. And that's where the line, it seems to me, gets pretty blurry in some of this stuff. But it is, we're here to focus on conversation, and we can decide whether or not they ought to be talking about this on the record or whether they leave it to somebody else. But at least it does make reference to what's going on at Penn State, and that's number eight this week. Up next, Middle East unrest, number seven on the countdown. Stand by.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
Set the alarm for Macy's after Thanksgiving sale. Doors open at 7 a.m. for Saturday specials. Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99 and $59.99. Great sweaters for him, $21.99. Rampage boots for her, $19.99. Regular price coffee, tea, and espresso makers, 40% off. Macy's Saturday specials, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'm gonna wait.
Store hours vary, savings on regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right. That dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, on to number 7. Here's host Frank Rucco talking to a correspondent about the protests and outbreaks of violence in Egypt.
Things are so unsettled there right now and so uncertain and insecure. We're hearing news now that still in custody in Egypt are three Americans who decided, I guess, to get in on the Occupy Wall Street vibe, but do that in Tahrir Square in Cairo. And coming to us now is Fox News' own Alistair Wanklin. Alistair, welcome aboard.
Hello there. Yes, good morning. Those three Americans, young men, 19, 21 years old, Derek Sweeney, Luke Gates, and Gregory Porter, were told they're going to be released from jail. They were seized a couple of days ago, apparently on the roof of a university building there. That's where security forces suspected that petrol bombs, gas bombs, were being made or thrown. And they were paraded in front of television cameras. There was an interview with a prosecutor. They have been allowed to call their families, so we know that they're okay and being treated all right. But for a while, it was unclear as to whether they were going to be prosecuted there, along with many of the other protesters arrested. It seems the three are now going to be released, which I'm sure will be a great relief to U.S. diplomats out there, obviously to their families.
And what do you think's behind that, Alistair? You think it's pressure from the State Department or parents, or were they falsely accused?
We don't know very much more. We don't know if there was hard evidence for their arrest or whether there was simply panic by the security forces. And you can kind of understand if that's the case, because these were huge protests, tens of thousands of people out there in Cairo and other Egyptian cities denouncing the military for, as they put it, holding on to power unnecessarily. The military, of course, became guardians of Egypt's stability after the revolution this year, with the assumption that there will be a civilian caretaker government within a few months. Well, the military is still in charge. There will be elections this next month and also next year, but essentially the protesters are demanding the military step aside, and clearly the military or the security forces may have panicked seeing this huge uprising against their presence.
On to number 6 in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
The shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start calling.
How does it feel to be?
Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movie.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Investigating the 10 items that are the most talked about in conversation radio, issue-oriented news talk radio, that's what this hour is all about. In our weekend program, going from number 10 to number 1, or number 1 to number 10, we are going actually in the direction toward the top, toward the number 1, and we're at number 6. The story of what Iran is trying to do in the Middle East, they trying to cozy up to Iraq and show and express their flexing their muscles, a lot of people around the world think. From Fox, Jenna Lee and Ed Henry talk about Russia's sudden interest and entrance into the debate over Iran's nuclear weaponry.
The Kremlin is threatening to target U.S. missile defense sites in Europe, and there's a lot of background to this story. Chief White House correspondent Ed Henry is live on the North Lawn to explain a little bit about where this all comes from. Ed?
This is a story that's been going on for some time. We're talking about the fact that the U.S. wants to build a missile defense shield in Europe. And going back to the Bush administration, U.S. officials have repeatedly told Russia, look, this is a defensive move to protect our European allies against an attack from Iran. It's not an offensive move to maybe launch missiles at Russia. Now, former President Putin was very skeptical, though, always thought there was a chance that the U.S. would use this against Russia in an offensive way. Now it appears President Medvedev is buying into that as well, warning today that Russia may point its own missiles at these U.S. defense sites. Interesting, because this could be a big embarrassment for President Obama. He's had this big reset of U.S.-Russian relations. A big part of that was signing this new START treaty for both sides to reduce their nuclear stockpiles. Today, President Medvedev said that may be unraveling.
Taking into account the direct links between strategic, offensive, and defensive weapons, the circumstances could arise in which we had grounds to pull out of the START treaty.
Now, the context here is that Medvedev is going to be leaving the stage in a few months. He's handing the reins of the presidency back to Putin, who's currently the prime minister. As I mentioned, Putin has been a hardliner on this issue, so perhaps Medvedev is trying to show that he can be a hardliner as well. Maybe this is just a lot of bluster, but it's a stunning turnabout from just last week when I sat down with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and she insisted that both sides are still working together on missile defense.
You heard a lot of perhaps and maybes there, which pretty much puts things into context. It is maybe a problem. From number six, we move to number five, the Wall Street occupiers or the protest movement. I'm sorry it's called the Occupy Wall Street movement because there's so much more going on. Here's host Ryan Yid offering up an editorial explaining who he believes is behind this movement in part.
If you have recently watched the news on any channel, the coverage of the Occupy Wall Street movement has been nonstop. They appear to be regular people that are just unhappy with the greed of Wall Street. However, is that accurate? Or is there another force pushing this? Unions. They are pulling the stunt to increase union power in America's workforce. Unions are a scary force these days. They collect money from the members who get little to no benefit from them, and donate to liberal campaigns as well as hire lobbyists in Washington. They are making a comeback from the decreasing memberships for many different unions. Unions used to stand for child labor laws, fair wages, and equality. Wow, have times changed. Now the unions are the ones who are greedy. They are convincing people that the employees should get paid more than their services are worth. Sure, workers are very important. Without them, we wouldn't have much of an economy. However, they do not deserve as much as, say, the owner or someone with a large investment in the company. This entire movement is promoting greed among workers and is not good for our economy and America as a whole. This movement is only spreading class warfare. It is promoting hatred of wealthy Americans. It is not comparable to positive movements such as the Tea Party. This movement needs to stop, and workers have to consider what they're entitled to versus what their bosses are entitled to.
All right, that's kind of a lot of hooey. Sounds like he's in a junior in high school. At any rate, once again, people who are looking at this don't understand the breadth of the activity here. And so it continues to be a conversation piece. Up next, number four, Thanksgiving on the countdown.
Movies for grown-ups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right. That dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Solomon Jamerson, 2nd Infantry Division, awarded the Silver Star for heroism.
There was a courier-type individual walking down the street. This one individual came up to the road junction and went into a ranch house, a farmhouse, pushed down the wall, and then an artillery piece started firing at our tanks up, advancing up the road. We went back up and continued firing on all the various locations, and numerous other locations had opened up fire at that point, which confirmed my suspicions that they were laying in wait for our units to come. I did not learn about it until a year later when I was back in the States. But the commander down on the ground was so pleased with our actions, he put us both in for the Silver Star.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The charts for the week of November 21st to the 25th is what we are into in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits and talk radio for the week. At number 10, just to review quickly, the Natalie Wood case being reopened. At number 9, the Tim Tebow controversy in sports talk radio. At number 8, Penn State, the investigation that's going on there. Several items of interest from Egypt, the unrest that's there. Somebody referred to it as the Occupy Wall Street Egypt branch. Number 6, Iran stirring things up in the Middle East. Number 5, the Occupy Wall Street movement. And at number 4, Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Here talk host John Zach and Susan Rose talk to Megan Casserly from Forbes about this Black Friday event.
Is Black Friday just a contrived special day over scrambling to find a deal that you're probably not going to get, Megan?
Well, you know what? Black Friday is something we make a big deal of every year, but it's important to the economy, right? And this year's spending is up. So, you know, while we make a big deal out of it and we say everyone needs to hit the stores, it's the one time of year when shopping becomes a blood sport, there really are some deals to be had if you're willing to do your homework.
I like that, a blood sport. Savvy shoppers, Megan, savvy shoppers are not waiting until Friday, right? I mean, they've been out shopping.
They've been out shopping, and most importantly, they've been out scouting, right? A new survey that came out this year by a site called Daily Deals shows that we spend about an average, or smart shoppers, spend about an average of an hour researching and scouting prices for the items on their gift list that they really want. And I think that that's the smartest tactic. Right, because there are all these deals out there. All these stores put out their sales, or they're leaked, actually, to the press, and we put them out there. But if you don't do some price comparison ahead of time, you might find yourself in the store making impulse buys without really knowing what you're getting yourself into.
Megan, you mentioned that lots of people do scouting. Is it true that some stores rearrange merchandise so that, like, if you've scoped out the store before and you head for the camera department or the cell phone department, you might get there and find out they've moved it to another part of the store? Do they do that?
They do. They do a little bit of strategic item placement. I wouldn't be surprised to learn that they were putting some items to the side that they might roll out right before the big day, because those door-busting deals are really important to their bottom line.
Are you on your way to a door-buster deal as you hear the countdown? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow what we're talking about on Facebook as well. So that's the number 4. Number 3, the debt crisis in Europe, from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Alan Laudell talks to Peter Coy from Bloomberg about the financial situation in Europe and the impact it's having here in our country.
Wall Street investors can't shake their concerns about Europe, even when some encouraging stats come out about the United States. Peter Coy is economics editor for Bloomberg Business Week.
Jobless claims coming a little bit lower than expected. Housing looking a bit better. The home builders a bit more optimistic. Permits for single-family home construction up. You know, these are all good things, but the stock market's down because I think the stock market really is focusing on Europe, which is just threatening to become a huge sinkhole for the global economy. They have not managed to get their act together.
Is there a parallel between the Europeans generally and the super committee in this country?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I mean, I hadn't thought about that, but there is the same kind of paralysis in some ways. The super committee locked between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Europeans locked between the surplus countries like Germany, Finland, Netherlands, Austria, and the deficit countries like Italy, Greece, Portugal, Ireland. And so, yeah, in both cases, there's a stalemate that is dangerous.
Are the Germans to Europe roughly what the Tea Party Republicans are to the United States?
In the sense that both believe in austerity, there is that comparison. I have a piece in this week's magazine, the opening remarks column, actually comparing the euro currency itself to the gold standard of the 1930s. And the gold standard of the 1930s is partly blamed for the Depression because there was a sense that in order to stay on the gold standard, you had to suppress, you had to get austere, you had to cut spending, you had to even lay people off. And that's the same thing that's being told to the likes of the Greeks about what they need to do to stay in the euro.
Which is fueling a tremendous anti-German feeling now, and that could have political consequences.
Breaking out protests in the streets of today, Italy, Greece, it's getting worse.
I guess worse, what does that mean, it's getting worse? The financial situation is worse, but the protesting, again, that's something that brings about change, and a lot of people are pretty angry around the world about the situation, and it's been sold as the rich versus the poor. It's obviously much more detailed than that, but it's people who see a lot of wealth in the Middle East brought about by oil, where there's unemployment in places like Saudi Arabia, many of the Middle Eastern countries of up to 40%, people are starving, and they see these people that are running these countries spending $400 million for airplanes for themselves, that kind of stuff. And that's the information that gets passed around on the various forms of new media, the Twitter, the Facebook, those communications back and forth. And there ought to be protesting because there's something about that situation that isn't appropriate. Right? You agree with that? 800-510-8255, just like the situation here, where it is being played up by the news media as the rich versus the poor, but it's a much deeper problem, and it's being explored more. Just the news media is not doing a good job of reporting it. So let's see, moving to number two now, the failure of the super committee. And a couple of bits and pieces of that at 800-510-8255. You now have a few minutes to give us your thoughts as you listen and react to Don Wade on his program, performing with his wife. Roma is her name. They talk here to Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, who a lot of people blame for the failure of this committee not getting anything done.
Are you smiling about this? Is this a good thing for the country that they failed in their attempt to get a deal?
Well, yes and no. It is going to a sequester. The automatic $1.2 trillion sequester is not as good as passing the Paul Ryan budget, the budget that the Republican House of Representatives passed. That would have saved $6 trillion from the growing debt. It's not that good. It's better than coming up with a bunch of phony budget reductions, which is what they were looking at doing. And it's certainly better than raising taxes by $1 trillion, which is what the Democrats were asking for, instead of cutting spending. So I'd have rather had a real budget agreement that really reduced spending. That wasn't an option. The President of the United States, people tend to forget. He made the statement at the beginning of this process, he vetoed any tax reform that wasn't a $1 or $1.5 trillion tax increase.
Exactly. That's marvelous. Now, you were on 60 Minutes, and it was eye-opening watching Steve Croft work on you. Did you feel that was a fair interview?
I think what was on television was fine. As you can imagine from watching it, we did maybe 5 hours of one-on-one interviews, two very long interviews. So a lot of those questions were asked over and over and over again, and I think in the hopes of getting me to ask answer differently. But the central point, and I think that got across in the piece, I think Steve Croft did a fine job with the piece, was that the Democrats are trying to say, I'm terribly powerful and I cast my magic spell on Republicans who would otherwise want to raise everyone's taxes and spend everything that isn't nailed down. That's somehow what they secretly want to do. It's just that publicly in their entire lives, they've run for office promising to spend less and in writing with the Taxpayer Protection Pledge have committed to oppose and vote against efforts to increase the total tax burden on the American people. So the tax issue is very powerful. My role has been to make it easy for elected officials to clearly and credibly state their position on taxes. Because, you know, too often politicians say, oh, I'm against, I wouldn't raise taxes right now. We shouldn't raise taxes during a recession. The last thing I want to do is raise taxes. None of those statements were actually commitments not to raise your taxes, just how much it would pain them when they eventually did raise your taxes. So the pledge itself, because it's sort of one sentence, says I'm not going to raise your taxes, no overall tax increase. If somebody tells you Congressman so-and-so has signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, you do know what he or she has promised his or her voters. You don't have to guess at it. So I think that's been a helpful project, but the virtue is all in the hands of the actual congressmen and senators who make that commitment to their voters.
Okay. So there's Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. A lot of good ideas over the years have come from him. This is his time, his moment in the sun. And I got news for you. When he says all the Democrats want to spend everything that's not nailed down, hey, pal, Republicans are the same. They're viewed the same as big spenders by the public. That's why Congress has a rating of 9, an approval percentage-wise of 9% in terms of how the entire country, all the electorate, sees either of these two parties. It's a joke to say one is different than the other. They just have their own sacred cows, that's all. 800-510-8255. A little more on this as we continue on the countdown in a matter of moments.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The next generation Fidelity app for iPad connects you to your portfolio, worldwide markets, and powerful investment tools, all with the touch of your iPad. Richard Blunk, Executive VP of Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
Using Fidelity's new iPad app, investors can get a visual story of the market, generate trading ideas, and stay connected to their portfolio, which is especially important in today's volatile markets.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/new app. System availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Okay, so now we are, as we continue moving away from general conversation to the specifics, the hot hits during this week include a conversation of the failure of the Super Committee. Here's one more piece of that pie, a conversation by talk host Terry Miners, here with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about what happens now because the Super Committee has failed. So what do we do about all of this excess spending?
Where do we go from here? Since, you know, the first idea of we're going to have a bipartisan super committee, and at first everybody goes, oh, hooray. But really, the bottom line is the Republicans don't want tax hikes. And, you know, on the other side, the Democrats are saying, you know what, we're going to have to generate more revenue in order to pay down the debt we had. Isn't that essentially what we're arguing about here?
Exactly. And this is the same debate we've had pretty much all year over how we were going to deal with debt ceiling and so forth. And that is, do you just cut spending, or do you have a balanced approach? And Republicans, whether it's because of the, you know, the 240 of them have signed a pledge not to raise taxes under any circumstances or what, they weren't willing to budge. On the other side, you know, we have some people who say we're not going to touch entitlement programs no matter what happens. So they just kept going in circles. And I talked to some of the members of the Super Committee, and they said there's nobody ever moved an inch. And you know, I voted against the whole process back in August because I knew this was kind of a sham. What's amazing to me is that there were all these expectations created or raised around this committee's work when anybody who's been involved in watching Congress knew that it wasn't going to happen.
All right, Leon Panetta, of course, he's in a difficult situation. With the $1.2 trillion in cuts forced, as you say, they're going to happen anyway. A lot of eyeballs are on military spending, and so the issue is whether or not the nation will be secure if some cuts are applied to the militaries. How do you see this shaping up?
Well, I think, with all due respect to Mr. Panetta, Secretary Panetta now, whom I respect, that's a position that anybody who's sitting as Secretary of Defense is going to take. The idea that, well, we can't cut $400 and something billion over 10 years out of what will be something around $6 to $8 trillion spent. So you're talking about less than 10% of the defense budget. That to me is mind-boggling. There's certainly that much waste in the Defense Department. We're moving toward a different type of approach to things like the war on terrorism, and which is a much less expensive, much more, you know, much less personnel intensive approach to terrorism. It's been very successful recently. So the idea that those cuts are in some way going to jeopardize our national security, to me, is just crazy. We have weapon systems we don't need. We have all sorts of reasons that to believe we could make those cuts. So I just don't accept what Secretary Panetta said.
All right. So in this circumstance, the Super Committee, has it been a failure? Is it politics as usual? Why don't these people see, especially again what I was saying about Congress having a 9% approval rating, why don't these people get it? Why don't they see that the public, that's what the protests in many instances are all about, this kind of ineptness on the part of political so-called leaders. Speaking of leadership, the presidential race is number one this week on the countdown, and we'll deal with that in a matter of moments here as we continue straight ahead.
Did Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, so we're at number one now as we've gone through all of the nine previously, from Natalie Wood to the NFL and Tim Tebow to Penn State to Egypt to Iran to the Occupy Wall Street people to Thanksgiving to the debt crisis in Europe to the Super Committee's failure, and now the presidential race. Who'd want to get themselves involved every day in all of the rest of this stuff that we've been talking about? Let's listen now as Talk Host Dana Loesch has a focus on Newt Gingrich and the comments that he made about immigration during the most recent debate.
How can you be a law-abiding citizen for the past 25 years when your very first act to become a quote-unquote citizen, albeit illegal, is to break the law? That doesn't make any sense. And Newt Gingrich, look, I have a lot of respect for his intellect, but his logic was completely unsound. This was Newt Gingrich's Rick Perry moment. It was his heartless moment, and it was his Rick Perry moment. His reasoning is completely wrong. And I understand what he's saying. I understand it. I understand the compassion involved, but folks, his logic is unsound. One of the things that he had said, and this was quoted by the National Journal, is that, excuse me, the party that says it's the party of family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families who've been here a quarter of a century. Now, his presupposition in this is that it's the law of the country that's destroying the family and not the individual who made the willful choice to come in and break the law when other individuals, sometimes of lesser means, follow through and do everything that they're supposed to do to become legal citizens. Now, he can say it however he wants to say it, but this is amnesty. It's nothing short of amnesty. And I'm not the only one who thinks this. Mentioned Ronald Reagan's program that in 1986, Reagan signed into law. And yes, he had a Democratic Congress. But if you go back and you look at Reagan's speech that he gave in the Rose Garden after this passed, he supported this. He and Tip O'Neill were arm in arm over this. He supported it. And he said he was glad that it passed. Folks, this granted amnesty to 3 million people. Now, it's been said before, not just on this show, but it's a famous quote, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting a different result. thinking that you are going to implement once again what happened already in 1986 and talk about greater emphasis on the border and think you're going to get a different result out of it is insane.
Here's host Avi Nelson talking about Ron Paul's recent surge in the polls.
Ron Paul was very animated. You know, he has an isolationist point of view, and Ron Paul is doing pretty well in Iowa. He has a cadre of following. Ron Paul is a libertarian. He's very appealing to me when he talks about domestic stuff. As soon as he gets offshore, I think he goes off the deep end. Now, I don't understand some of the things that he's saying. Be that as it may, he has some strong points of view, and he got into set two a little bit on the Patriot Act with Newt Gingrich. And Gingrich himself, who had, I think, a strong debate, so did Mitt Romney.
But you wouldn't change the Patriot Act?
I would not change it. I'm not aware of any specific change it needs. And I'd look at strengthening it because I think the dangers are literally that great.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. Terrorism still on the books internationally and nationally is a criminal. It's a crime and we should deal with it. We dealt with it rather well with Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point. Timothy McVeigh killed a lot of Americans. I don't want a law that says, after we lose a major American city, we're sure going to come and find you. I want a law that says, you try to take out an American city, we're going to stop you.
And that's, of course, the important consideration when it comes to security. There was a difference between, and I think Mitt Romney actually made this point later on in the debate, Romney made the clear distinction between crime, criminality in the conventional sense, and a war that's going on. By the way, people who think that Mitt Romney is lacking in foreign policy knowledge because he doesn't have much experience in that regard, I recommend you take a look at his book. I was looking at it again. You read Chapter 3, and you'll find there a sophisticated, intelligent, mature, in-depth presentation of the foreign policy issues of our time. So whatever else you want to say about Mitt Romney, on foreign policy, he is thoughtful and knowledgeable. Be that as it may, there is a difference between people who are going to perpetrate terrorist acts and who have in effect joined the war against the United States and somebody who robs a grocery store. And the differentiation was clear between Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul in that regard.
I think that's pretty easy to understand. So there you have it, a review of the top 10 stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.